Hello and good afternoon from the Radisson Hotel in Cork. That's the Radisson Blue Hotel on Little Island in Cork. Little Island is an island with about 5,000 people working on it, and the Radisson Hotel is its main hotel. I'm sitting here in the lobby of the hotel, remembering that I promised yesterday to give an update on the meeting that I held in another hotel in Cork called the Fota Island Hotel. I went to Fota Island Hotel yesterday to discuss with Jonathan Arm from Think Tank the prospect of doing something to improve the reputation of Cork City. We are jointly working under the banner of Transform Cork for the improvement of the city. And the purpose of the meeting was for us to consider what platform we might use to integrate the various forms of social media communications that we're using at present. Now, what came out of the meeting was a decision that we would use a Ning. Now, I barely know what a Ning is, but I'm assured that a Ning is a method by which you can pull together all your group of wide contributors, those people who are mad about improving the local railway, the people who are particularly keen on improving cycling in Cork, the people who are passionate about rubbish, the people who want to improve the relationship between citizens and their local council, in other words, just about every stream. A city like Cork will have, like any other city, loads of different interest groups. And it's very, very difficult for these interest groups to work together, because generally speaking, they're all made up of people passionate about their own silo. And the trick of trying to get them to work together is horrendously difficult, I think. So what you really want is some kind of mechanism by which they can work together without ever having to compromise the slightest bit on their own particular passion. In fact, you really want to get people who don't agree with each other at all to work together for a similar cause. In other words, people who belong to different political parties, people who belong to different views of history, people who even have different values, who are all united around only one thing, which is that they actually want to make a difference to the city in which they live. We spoke in the process about a number of other tools that we might use for fostering interest among people in improving the city of Cork. We spoke, I see from my notes, about a site called Irish Debate, run by a guy called Frank Hannigan and somebody else. This offers live webinars for entrepreneurs, and there's somebody called Stephen Kinsella associated with that. And it's a platform for debate around issues. So I'm going to be looking into Irish Debate. I still haven't Googled it. I still don't know what it's about. But since Jonathan Arm recommended it to me, I'm certainly going to check it out. There's another thing Jonathan Arm recommended to me, and it's called Social Bits. Now, Social Bits, B-I-T-S, seems to be run by a guy called Mark Cahill, who has an MBA in engineering. And that's another form, another tool which you could use to bring people together. So I'm just kind of naming these because as I'm talking to you, I'm intending to carry on fairly frequent audio reports about how the thinking about Transform Cork is coming along. We have a long way to go yet. We have Paul Brugger in our part of our team, if you like. He's already experienced on Nings. And our aim is to kind of put him together with a designer and design a site which will knock the socks off people when they turn it on first and will give people the impression that we're very serious. And we're also full of fun. So that's the aim, to do something in a style which conveys the message of the type of city we really want to exist, and is done in a spirit of, it oozes collaboration. That's the key thing. Cork could do with being a city which has a reputation for great collaborators, and that would certainly help improve the city if that could be made real, or if people could even be aiming to have that as an ambition. There you have it. That's my report back on the meeting. There'll be further stages, and so it's Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye from a Cork hotel called the Radisson Blue Hotel on Little Island, where I've been working very happily during the day. Thank you very much. Goodbye.